This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democratic presidential debate held in Atlanta last night. 10 candidates sharing the stage with 4 female moderators. And here's correspondent Wendy King with more.
Moderator Rachel Maddow asked this impeachment question to senators.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? And if so, how?
Of course I will. And the obvious answer is to say, first, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice.
And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar also responded.
I have made it very clear that this is impeachable conduct, and I've called for an impeachment proceeding. I just believe our job as jurors is to look at each count and make a decision.
Again, that report from our Wendy King. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland was front and center at the impeachment hearing yesterday and said that President Trump was looking for a quid pro quo with Ukraine and was willing to give a White House visit to the new president of Ukraine in exchange for an investigation into rival Joe Biden and his son. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell saying last night,
the president got caught. The only reason the aid was released was because the whistleblower came forward.
Swalwell was speaking on Fox News. President Trump and Republicans deny the quid pro quo claims. The president telling reporters, quote, everybody knows who the whistleblower is, and the whistleblower is a political operative. The new SpaceX Starship rocket suffering a setback when, while being tested near Brownsville, Texas yesterday, the prototype malfunctioned, sending plumes of white smoke billowing into the air. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
One police officer is dead, another is hurt after responding to a home invasion in Detroit. Police say the gunman opened fire with a high-powered rifle, shooting one of the cops in the neck, another in the leg. The police chief saying the officer killed was an 18-year veteran. The suspect was shot, and he's now in custody. A large winter storm in the central U.S. could tie up traffic before Thanksgiving. Snow, rain, and other wintry conditions are likely next Tuesday and Wednesday from New Mexico to Michigan. Forecasters warning a treacherous road situation and also flight delays will be likely for holiday travelers because of the weather. Charles Barkley apologizing for joking about hitting a female reporter Tuesday night at an event ahead of the Wednesday Democratic debate in Atlanta, which was held last night. Axios political reporter Alexi McCammond tweeting that she was asking Barkley to clarify who he supported in the 2020 race for the White House. And he responded, quote, I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. She then says when she confronted Barkley about it, he told her that she quote, couldn't take a joke. McCammon says the conversation had been off the record but did go public because of threats of violence that she says aren't acceptable. Barkley issuing an apology through TNT late last night. And Walmart's opening 500 new stores in China. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Bruce Kaufman, yes, our favorite historian, is with us as we're going to talk about the anniversary. It's the 56th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. Bruce, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, here it is, 56 years, and how much more do we know now? Other than we all remember where we were on that fateful day when we heard the news of the assassination of the 35th president.
Yes, we were. I remember very well. I was coming home from school when I heard it. I was 63. I was like a sophomore I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, I remember got home and my parents had the television on and it was just, you know, riveting.
Yes.
I do remember it.
Yeah, kind of amazing. You know, I was looking back during the, you know, the TikTok of events of what happened, and here it is, the president going to Texas. It was an event, a fundraising event. They were trying to seal up, some of the base there. The reason that LBJ was there was because of his popularity, although JFK was not quite so popular in Texas, right?
Right. In fact, that is absolutely the reason why LBJ was on the ticket in the first place. Kennedy is a senator from a very northern state, Massachusetts, and he knew he was not going to be president if he didn't win the South. So you have to put a southerner on the ticket. And who better than the Senate Majority Leader and, you know, the senator from, the state of Texas, Lyndon Johnson. So, yeah, absolutely. Johnson was critical to Kennedy's election, and Kennedy needed Texas to be reelected. That's exactly why he was there.
Did JFK and his family underestimate the power of LBJ? I mean, because he was just incredibly influential. So it wasn't like all roses and rainbows. I mean, on the one hand, you get elected because, in large part, because of LBJ. But the other part is that you got your hands full. You got a guy who's he's been a world changer and, a bull buster, so to speak. And now you put him in the position as vice president.
Yeah, they did underestimate him. Bobby Kennedy hated the guy. Mm-hmm. Johnson took on the role of vice president because he thought he could be influential in the Kennedy White House, and he hardly ever was. They would send him on all these, goodwill ambassador tours just to get him out of the country. They didn't want him anywhere near the power center.
Mm-hmm.
So, they did totally underestimate Johnson.
Well, so here it is. They're in Texas. The president is received. Mrs. Kennedy, I mean, this is Camelot manifested right there, right? And here it goes. And then they start heading because he's got a speech to give. And they go through Dealey Plaza, about 12:30 in the afternoon, right?
Right. And shots ring out.
And there goes, at that point, the conspiracies run rampant. I mean, because, you know, what's most amazing to me, Bruce, and I hadn't even really thought about this, and I saw this morning, that, I mean, here, the shooting occurs at 12:30, and before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I mean, within a couple of hours, they're on a plane taking the body of the president back, you know, back to D.C. I mean, talk about getting out of there lickety-split like some, you know, like some, you know, bank robbers or something.
Yeah, actually, they were there longer than they thought. Johnson wanted to get back there because he thought, all right, if I'm going to be sworn in, I want to be sworn in officially at the White House. Mm-hmm. But Jackie Kennedy said, we're not going anywhere until my husband's body is on this plane.
Yes.
So they had to wait for his body to be on the plane before they left.
But and adding to the conspiracy and everything was the way the body was handled. I mean, we have interviewed medical personnel who were there that day, and the events as to who had control of the body. Was it the local officials there in Texas? Was it the feds coming in to take over? And then along with it, I mean, it's just, it gets very fuzzy and hazy and complicated, as you can imagine. I mean, here is the President of the United States assassinated. And even, I mean, it's not like we're talking, you know, the relic ages of life. I mean, this was still, it's 1963. I mean, we had technology. We had understanding. We had our FBI and CIA, and there were several assassination attempts leading into Dallas. They were thwarted because the right people were in place to keep that from happening.
Right. And so the conspiracy theories go on, Bill. As you know, the Warren Commission, which President Johnson appointed to investigate it, after a long investigation, 500 witnesses, tens of thousands of pages of evidence, they determined that he acted alone. And as you pointed out, that's when the conspiracy theorists came out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really started a cottage industry, needless to say, right?
Cottage industry is right. There is one, this is my favorite theory. There is a theory, Bill, there are people who actually believe this, who believe Jackie Kennedy shot him.
Oh,
he was tired of his womanizing, okay? And so in the limo, she pulled out a gun surreptitiously, shot him, and then as the Zapruder film shows, she's trying to get out of the car, and the theorist thing is because she's trying to make her getaway.
Oh, God. Yeah,
there's Secret Service and cops all around. The reason she was leaving the car is because she didn't want to get shot herself. But
well, you imagine.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, here, the brains of the president are all over her dress and everything else. I mean, how do you stay in the car? You're thinking, we're under attack. You know, who's next, right?
Right, exactly. But they think it's because she was trying to make a getaway. It's hysterical. But the theory, okay, so, and I think you and I talked this a long while back. To me, as Vincent Bugliosi pointed out in his book, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy, Reclaiming History, common sense says that Oswald did act alone. Mm-hmm. Right? And here's the reasons why. The theory is that it's either the Mafia, the CIA, the KGB, or either the pro- and anti-Castro Cubans who want Kennedy dead.
Mm.
The problem is that if you're a professional organization, and the Mafia, the CIA, and the KGB are definitely professional organizations, are you going to hire Oswald to commit the greatest murder of modern times? Because Oswald was, number one, a drifter. Mm-hmm. He was in the Soviet Union, which is one of the reasons why the KGB is suspected of assassinating Kennedy. The KGB wanted him deported from the country. He was in a psychiatric ward in Moscow.
Right.
All right? He was a U.S. Marine, twice court-martialed and dishonorably discharged. He was fired from practically every job he'd ever had. You're going to hire this guy to carry out the most important murder of the 20th century? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, as Bugliosi also points out, if you're the KGB, if you're the Mafia, if you're the CIA, if you're any conspiracy theorist and you're professional enough, you're going to tell Oswald, after you shoot Kennedy, come downstairs from the building, the Texas School Book Depository, and there'll be a getaway car waiting for you to take you to either a plane or a ship to fly you out of the country. Actually, that getaway car would have taken him to the Texas desert, put two bullets in his head, and buried him where no one can find them. No way would the KGB, the CIA, the Mafia allow allow Castro, allow Oswald, after shooting Kennedy, to wander the streets of Dallas for an hour, knowing that he probably would be suspected and arrested, which is exactly what happened.
Exactly. Well, and then you get Ruby that comes into play. So whoever missed... Whomever missed picking him up in front of the depository, you know, had to maybe conscript one Jack Ruby. But again, as we say often, Bruce, that in the absence of truth and facts, opinion reigns, and there's lots of room for opinion still. Our conversation with Bruce Kaufman continues. Stay with
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body X? Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking the JFK assassination 56 years later. What else do we know? Do we know any more, or, you know, the country is still divided? Bruce, I think at last count, I think it was over 60% of Americans still believed in the conspiracy. They still believe that it wasn't a sole gunman. Of course, that number is going to start to go down because you get people who, you know, the younger people now growing up not knowing all the history, and they're not as suspicious as those of us who were alive at the time looking at all this stuff. And, yes, there was Warren Commission, and even the Warren Commission was questioned. So now we had to have a follow-up commission years later that even one of the things that they had concluded was saying, you know, to kind of satisfy the public was, okay, in 25 years henceforth, we're going to release all the documents. And so you'll be able to know, but till then, you know, we're going to only release so much, but we're holding back a certain number of pages. And of course, Donald Trump comes into office and announces in, I think it was 2017, that in fact he was going to fully release. He ended up releasing a partial, which again, just, you know, fuels more conspiracies. Because the question is, why did you only partially release? Why didn't you, per the order and the agreement of that previous investigation, say everything was going to be released? Why did you stop short of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the conspiracy theories, Bill, I think you're right that they will recede over time. But, I mean, they're never going to go away. And you know, that's just... There's not a thing you can do about it. As you mentioned, when, you know, people have a lot of opinions when the facts are somewhat disputed, and that's where they are right now.
Well, it's kind of like when you deal with your kids, you know, and your kids are lying to you, and you just go, oh, God, it just doesn't feel good. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, it's not connecting.
Yeah.
And this is the way it is, you know. We just don't get it. I mean, you hear all these different things, you know, like even, you know, you mentioned, that's the first time I had heard that Mrs. Kennedy had shot her own husband. You know, some might say and argue that she had reason, but that's okay, that aside. But there was also a new one that came out that one of the agents that were protecting the motorcade, that he got excited and accidentally fired off a round. And that contributed to it. But it's like, you know, all this stuff, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we've got more opinion than facts right now.
Yeah, we do. And you know, a couple of other conspiracy theories. There was a theory that there were Zionist extremists who mm-hmm. wanted Kennedy dead because he opposed Israel acquiring nuclear weapons capability, and because being a Catholic, he was anti-Semitic. That was another right. theory.
Mm-hmm.
There was this theory that the John Birch Society wanted him dead because they didn't think they thought he was a Moscow puppet because he wasn't being as hard on the Soviet Union as his predecessors. The theories go all over the place.
Well, and the amazing thing about all this is the people who have done investigations, including Dorothy Kilgallen. We interviewed one of the most recent authors of the Dorothy Kilgallen story. Of course, she was a prominent columnist, syndicated columnist in New York, and she dies of suspicious causes, along with hundreds of others that seem to be getting close to the truth of the matter. So that only adds, again, more fuel to the fire of conspiracy that, you know, people who have gotten close, you know, die of mysterious causes.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just, well, again, in the absence of well, there are facts, it's just that are disputed. There mm-hmm. could be theories all over the place. There's no question about that. You know, the reason the CIA was suspected was because Kennedy, they were mad at Kennedy for not completely backing the CIA organized Bay of Pigs invasion.
Yes, exactly. Well, and also I'd heard, you had Vietnam that came into play, which, President Eisenhower had warned JFK of the potential of getting entangled in, the, Vietnam conflict. He saw that as a hot issue. Supposedly, there was some exposure as well of CIA operations of drug dealing out of Vietnam, so this adds to it. I think you go back and you consider the old axiom of follow the money. Who had the most to gain monetarily with the death of JFK? And look at the sequential events that occurred after JFK's assassination when LBJ took over.
Right.
Because clearly it was a different administration, as night is different from day.
Okay, in that case, you could say, here's who had the most to gain, Martin Luther King and the blacks, because Kennedy could never have gotten the 64 Civil Rights Act and the 1965 Voting Rights Act passed in Congress. Only a Southerner with the kind of clout that Lyndon Johnson had could have done that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt, and I agree to that point, but monetarily, I mean, because look at, you know, after all that LBJ was able to do, the war on poverty and, you know, the trillions of dollars that have been spent since, you would question, you know, has that really helped Black America or hurt?
Well, it hasn't. As you and I have talked about before, $22 trillion 50 years later, and there was the figures on poverty have not changed a bit.
Just maybe a modicum, and the change has been, it's actually increased, hasn't decreased, so it's moved in the wrong direction, even if it's a minor fraction. But nonetheless, you know, in terms of today's vernacular, that's what we call a poor ROI.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of guy who had to gain, there is a theory that Johnson engineered his assassination because it would make Johnson president, and it would be easy to assassinate Kennedy or arrange for his assassination in Johnson's home state of Texas mm-hmm. and home capital city of Dallas.
Right.
The home city of Dallas.
And, of course, our buddy Roger Stone wrote a book about that.
He did indeed. I mean, Johnson was never sure he was going to be president. I think he agreed to be a vice president because he thought, well, perhaps Kennedy would be assassinated. He once said to Claire Booth Luce, here's why, one of the reasons I did it is because presidents get assassinated, and that might be the only chance I get to get into the White House.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. And the thing that he had to give up, because again, you know, the kind of power that he was wielding in Congress, I mean, and you go from that kind of power position to a vice president, and you're being sent off to, all different parts of Egypt, as they say, and, chasing rainbows. I mean, wow, that's a round peg in a square hole. That'd make anybody frustrated real quick.
And especially someone with the ego as Johnson had, and a history of having all kinds of power. He was one of the most powerful Senate majority leaders in the history of Congress.
Well, we're going to be talking with another gentleman, quite interesting story here, Christopher Fulton. You might be familiar with him, Bruce. He was able to get in his possession a lot of the artifacts of JFK that did not go to the archives. The source was Bobby Kennedy, because Bobby Kennedy had a good idea who assassinated his brother, and also knew that he couldn't trust anybody. And so he, along with, President Kennedy's secretary, held this information in abeyance, and this gentleman got his hands on it, including the infamous Cartier watch that Jacqueline had given to the president.
Right. Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome, all this stuff. In fact, you know, the stuff that he had in his possession caused him so much problems that he spent some time in jail for it. This is how, again, all this stuff around the assassination, you know, that goes, that people are dying or they're going to jail because they know too much.
Right. Yeah. And
thank God you and I don't know enough, so we can still talk about it, right?
That's right, Bill.
We don't want our family to come in and celebrate our birthdays with us behind the steel bars.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the theories will continue, and God only knows if we'll ever get to the bottom of it, as much as if Donald Trump will ever get to the bottom of the deep state that one moment is here and the next moment is not. Right, Bruce?
Right, Bill.
Hey, Bruce Kaufman here, celebrated and syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker right here. Thank you, Bruce. Take care, buddy.
My pleasure, Bill.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democratic presidential debate held in Atlanta last night. 10 candidates sharing the stage with 4 female moderators. And here's correspondent Wendy King with more.
Moderator Rachel Maddow asked this impeachment question to senators.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? And if so, how?
Of course I will. And the obvious answer is to say, first, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice.
And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar also responded.
I have made it very clear that this is impeachable conduct, and I've called for an impeachment proceeding. I just believe our job as jurors is to look at each count and make a decision.
Again, that report from our Wendy King. And this is USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Bark joins us now, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also proprietor founder of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, all things considered. I think after all this hearing is concerned, I think I'm going to need to go to therapy for a while, kind of filter out all the BS, if I can be so crude about it.
Oh, absolutely. I think most of the American people are feeling just like you're feeling, which is just like I'm feeling. And when we look at the latest poll, which was released just a couple days ago, it shows that independents are fed up with this. And independents mm-hmm. are our sweet spot.
Right.
70% of independents said they actually want nothing to do with this. It's a joke. The Democrats are losing independents.
Well, and they're losing their own party members. And guess where they're going? They're going into the independent category. Watch that number expand exponentially. I'm keeping an eye on that, and that's starting to grow. And that's where I see the exodus from the Democratic Party going into independents.
Exactly. And in Nevada here, we've had a huge bump in registry for independents. And I wonder if it is related to this hoax that we've been under, that the Democrats have purported for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
First, he was a Russian agent. Then he violated the Emoluments Clause. Then it was quid pro quo. Then it was extortion. Then it was bribery. Now we're back to quid pro quo. And what's interesting is that the latest testimony from Ambassador Sondland this week, his opening statement left out exculpatory evidence. And so upon his opening statement, we had Ken Starr and others rushing to the cameras and saying, oh, my God, the Democrats have bribery. Well,
yes.
It turns out, if you just keep watching, that, in fact, Ambassador Sondland left out exculpatory evidence when, in fact, there is no bribery.
Mm-hmm.
When he asked specifically if Donald Trump demanded or wanted anything from Ukraine, he asked him twice. Ambassador Sondland asked President Trump twice. President Trump said nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly. No, I thought that was quite emphatic and brought out, by the counsel for the Republican side in saying, why didn't you say that in your opening statement, right? And he said, well, because, that was already 45 minutes and, I could have gone on for an hour and a half. Well, but that was the most important sentence you could have included.
Right, so Adam Schiff and the Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, the corrupted Democrats, got their sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
But then
yes.
if anybody just turned it off after that and said, oh, the president's, bribery, there's bribery, then that's what they would believe. So the Democrats want you to believe sound bites instead of the whole entire evidence. The Democrats want you to believe second, third, and fourth-hand information in order to impeach a president.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Democrats have done to the rule of law. They have completely not only sabotaged this president, but they've eliminated due process. They've introduced hearsay evidence, which is new to me.
Well, this is the fact pattern. It's interesting. They talk about fact pattern. I go, look at your fact pattern. You've done this time and again with Donald Trump. You did it with Brett Kavanaugh. And now you're doing it again with this president, all, to justify the ends that you are targeting. And in this particular case, it happens to be specifically that you want to impeach this president because you can't win at the ballot box.
Well, they wanted to impeach this president days after he was elected and days after he was inaugurated. We have all the headlines from the Washington Post, as well as the sound bites from Maxine Waters and others,
mm-hmm.
who are demanding the impeachment of the president simply for getting elected. They want to impeach the president because they lost the election. We would have never known about the corruption in Ukraine if it wasn't for this president. We would have never known about the deep state if it wasn't for this president. I think these hearings are one of the best things for the Republican Party, and it is because of this. We were told for years that the deep state was nothing more than a conspiracy. Well, now we have a parade of deep staters
yes.
on public television
exactly.
coming in and saying they're foreign service to this country, even though they're not elected. They are the ones that are supposed to make foreign policy.
That's pretty bold,
and
isn't
then
it? That's pretty bold for them to come out and say it's them, like Lieutenant yes. Colonel Timmer.
90% of Americans that have been watching this circus have absolutely no idea who these people are.
Right.
They couldn't
exactly.
pick them out of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these people think that they are so important. An unelected, important person believes that they are going to set foreign policy and deliver foreign aid, which is taxpayer dollars, to countries with or without corruption. Also, another thing that broke this week, though,
mm-hmm.
is that in 2015, Obama's Ukrainian ambassador asked for an investigation into Burisma. Did you ever hear about that?
I started to hear some inklings on it because I know in 2014 there was concern about it. There were, some communications up the flagpole on it, but nothing. It fell absolutely flat. But this is the first I've been hearing that an actual official request for an investigation in 2015 was put forth.
The American people never heard about that because they most likely buried that story. And why did
mm-hmm.
they bury that story? Is because Hunter Biden sat on the board of Burisma, collected $3 million. We've had plenty of these unelected bureaucrats come forward over the last 2 weeks saying there has been a history of corruption within the oligarchy of Ukraine. It goes back
mm-hmm.
decades.
Right. Ukraine, yeah, I mean, it's unquestionable. The corruption in Ukraine is unquestionable. That is one thing that they've all been consistent on. When asked point blank, was there rampant corruption in Ukraine? Absolutely. That's it.
Right.
Short answer.
And by law, which Adam Schiff approved, which Nancy Pelosi approved and voted on, that the U.S. must take steps in order to determine that we aren't releasing foreign aid to corrupt countries.
Exactly.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so here the president is doing his due diligence and making sure this is taken care of. But meanwhile, Adam Schiff would like to rewrite the story and make it sound like as if Donald Trump was withholding unfairly funds that were approved by Congress, and he was withholding it in order to force Ukraine to do an investigation on a political rival. And this is really falling out flat. I mean, you really have to stretch it. You almost have to really buy into Adam Schiff's opening make-believe statement of the president's telephone call, right?
Right. He's just ad-libbing and manufacturing statements by the president in order to fit his narrative. When the facts don't fit the narrative, the Democrats change the narrative. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they've accused everything. They've accused this president of every crime known to mankind, have spent tens of millions of dollars on trying to prove their narrative, and the facts don't fit the narrative. So I'm not sure what the Democrats are going to do after this Ukrainian impeachment circus. When this falls flat, I'm sure they probably will impeach the president, just try to save any ounce of face that they mm-hmm. might have left after it's just been kicked 16 ways to Sunday across D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have to go through with it. They might have to pull the lever and impeach this president in the House, but it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. And if they impeach this president, the Senate then has all of the subpoena abilities that they want to do their own investigations, do their own courts, do their own trial. But that also hamstrings the Democrats running for president.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're going to be on the campaign trail.
Megan, we can only hope that they would do that, that Mitch McConnell would have the audacity and the courage to do that, because if he does that, it's going to go past the election. And I'm saying let it go past the election. Let's get down to the bottom of this. Let's bring Barack Obama. Let's bring Susan Rice. Let's bring Hillary Clinton. Let's get them all on the record, subpoena, do something that the FBI and James Comey didn't do to begin with.
Well, I'm glad you brought up James Comey and Hillary Clinton. We have the FISA investigation that will be handed to us by the Inspector General, they believe, sometime around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is going to be lit.
I think that was they were saying the second week. You're talking about Horowitz, right?
Correct.
Okay, Horowitz. I think it's in December, the second week of December. I mean, it may have changed, but last I heard, it was like the second week of December that it was going to come in. But anyway, go ahead.
In the second week of December, on December 11th, Horowitz is going to appear before the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that the FISA report would be released prior to that hearing.
Yeah, I think. We got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Megan Barth after this.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen.
Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veteran Tip of the Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need that worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you as promised. Megan Barth continues with us, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC. As you were saying, Megan, that Horowitz is due to come before the Senate and Lindsey Graham to give his report and his findings. Boy, this has been a long time coming, and we know that Durham is not too far behind after that, right?
That's right, and we can't forget that Durham opened a criminal investigation, which tells us that he obviously found within his investigation criminality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are the criminals in this conspiracy, conspiracy to overthrow a duly elected president, otherwise known as a coup, sedition, treason, whatever you'd like to call it? Those are high crimes and misdemeanors. I think it's going to go all the way back up to the White House. We have to see some perp walk. The president is always about promises made, promises kept. We had Bill Barr that gave an hour-long speech, I believe it was last week, in front of the Federalist Society, basically acknowledging that the resistance, remember Hillary Clinton
yes.
said she was part of the resistance after Trump got elected? We had the lawyer for the political operative, who Adam Schiff likes to call the whistleblower. We had the lawyer tweet, the coup has started, impeachment is next.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to get to the bottom of it. And with promises made, promises kept, as Donald Trump says, this can never happen to another president ever again. The only way this cannot happen is if we see names. And individuals, and I mean powerful individuals, perp walked.
Exactly.
And charged.
Well, Megan, again, the call is to we the people. We the people have to get behind this. Donald Trump can't act alone. He needs to understand and appreciate the full force of the electorate is behind him 100%.
without falter to get down to the bottom of this. If we're truly, if we agree with the president that this should never, ever happen again to another duly elected president, then we need to get behind and demonstrate and match up his commitment to discovering the truth on this whole thing. We cannot falter on that. We have got to stay focused and get behind the efforts of the good people in our government. There are still some good people in the government. Sadly, it has become corrupt, and we need to open this body up. We realize, and what we're seeing right now, Megan, this corruption has metastasized. It is very scary, and the last time it got so bad, we did lose a president, and the last thing that we want on our watch, is to lose a duly elected president.
Well, absolute power absolutely corrupts, and you will find the most concentration of power within D.C. We have unelected bureaucrats and expanded agencies that are on steroids and unlimited amounts of money working against this president. We saw Alexander Vindman this week. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman this week, who was asked by Ukraine to be their defense minister. When I heard that, I'm thinking, why would a Ukrainian American be asked by a corrupt company, country to be their defense minister? Because he was a cheerleader for the corruption in Ukraine? And Alexander Vindman never even met the president, yet he is the one, either the whistleblower or knows the whistleblower, and Adam Schiff interrupted his testimony in order to provide more cover for the political operative Eric Shiramella. Mm-hmm. So what we see now is, again, absolute power absolutely corrupts, and power in the hands of the rural people can destroy.
Exactly. Well, and what we discovered with Vindman, I mean, of all things, he's military, all right? And one thing that military knows, and they follow distinctly, is the chain of command. Occasionally, you will get those rogue-type individuals that will break the chain of command, and I believe Vindman is one of those. When you hear anecdotal references about his character, it is all suspicious. Some of the reasons that he was left out of certain meetings is because he had broken trust, and they saw him for who he is, that he is a leaker. He is a George Soros fellow. There's connections clearly that he is affiliated with George Soros. So you look at his prejudicial background. Don't look at the medals on his uniform. You know him, as you say, by the fruit that is hanging from his tree.
Well, and you know him by his admission that he went out of his chain of command. He was specifically, you know, his chain of command is, as you say, as a military officer is to your boss, basically. Mm. His boss was Morrison. He told everybody but Morrison that he thought there was a quid pro quo going on, even though he was told not to say anything by a lawyer. He ran to the lawyer. He ran to somebody in the deep state, which was probably Eric Shiramella. Mm-hmm. Even though he was told to keep his mouth shut by a lawyer, he ran and told a lot of people, but he never told his boss. That is a huge red flag.
Exactly.
That he runs immediately to a lawyer and not his boss. Mm-hmm. So he's actually not answering to the Constitution. He's not answering to the military. He's not answering to his duty. He's answering to a lawyer.
Exactly. Well, we've got about 6 minutes left, and I did want to touch on a couple of other topics. One in particular, Jeffrey Epstein's death now being investigated as a criminal enterprise. We had a conversation a couple of weeks, actually it was more than a couple, it was about a month ago, after Michael Bodden, the famed pathologist, had observed the autopsy of Jeffrey Epstein, and he told me then, indicated to me off the record, I can say it now because he's since made the record known that this was spurious, was very suspicious that the injuries to Jeffrey Epstein's neck looked more like a homicide than a suicide.
All right, and I think we all heard that testimony, and I think most Americans are skeptical because there is so much disinformation. And when you have ABC News citing a story based on pressure from the royal family, as well as probably others, on the most prolific pedophile due to lack of evidence they gathered over 3 years. Well, if they had no evidence or there was a lack of evidence, why were they getting threatened by the royal family?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So Jeffrey Epstein is also a very interesting individual. We cannot forget because he has direct ties to the Clinton Foundation. We were told by Amy Robach of ABC that he used bribery as a tool to enrich himself. Jeffrey Epstein was the largest bundler for the Clinton Foundation. Well, guess what, Bill? The Clinton Foundation went from $400 million 2 years ago in net worth or assets to minus $16 million.
Wow, what are they, like Ukraine? I mean, even Ukraine would be proud of them for losing that kind of money, because that's the kind of thing that happens in Ukraine, where they find all these millions of dollars and then suddenly they're gone.
Billions of dollars in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Right now the MPs in Ukraine are demanding that Zelensky open up an investigation into $7.2 billion that went missing kind of through Burisma. So we have the Hillary Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Foundation overall, with ties to the most prolific pedophile.
Yes.
Very long ties, financial ties, a prolific pedophile that used bribery. Then we have the Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Clinton Foundation losing hundreds of millions of dollars now that Hillary Clinton isn't Secretary of State. Now that they don't have any more ties to Ukraine, remember that Bill Clinton, while she was selling 20% of our uranium to Russian oligarchs, was making hundreds of thousands of dollars speeches from Russian oligarchs into their foundation?
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, and you could imagine, if she was elected, the Clinton Foundation would be building towers all over the world.
That's right. And we never would have known about the deaths of the deep state, the corruption in our own country, the corruption in Ukraine. We never would have known any of this if she was elected. And I thank God every single day for this president. This is exactly why we elected this president, was to fire ambassadors, was to expose corruption, and was to drain the swamp. And the last thing was to lock her up.
Exactly. Well, there's plenty of corruption to go all around. The Democrats are really playing a serious dice game, and they could roll up craps here pretty quick. And if they do, and which I suspect is going to happen, Megan, is this is going to be a long recovery time for the Democratic Party. And this is why so many Democrats are leaving, because they're seeing the cracks in the wall, and they don't want to be next to the walls when they come falling down. And they're going to be more independent than associated with the Democratic Party. Watch what happens.
Nancy Pelosi's son has ties to Ukraine. Mitt Romney's nephew has ties to Ukraine. When you're over the target, you're going to get flack.
Exactly.
Ukraine is the target, and this is why the Democrats are trying to use Ukraine against this president, because they know it would boomerang right back into the heart of the DNC and many powerful people that are Democrat operatives.
Exactly. You got John Kerry, right? John Kerry,
thank you.
Exactly, as well. So there's plenty of corruption to go all around. It's just, do the American people and the powers to be, Bill Barr, Durham, and Horowitz, and others, do they have what it takes to, you know, take it to the finish line so that we can really bring this all out in the open? I mean, you imagine the service that they would be doing to America to get the truth out, finally, because this has been going on for a long time. The Beltway and others, everyday Americans, have seen this corruption for too many years, and it's about time that we open this up and see it for what it is. We've gotten a mere glimpse, and what we're seeing right now, Megan, I'm sorry to say, is the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more underneath yet to be revealed.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, we'll all be probably talking around Thanksgiving, if you have progressives, as they call themselves, at your Thanksgiving table. You might want to switch some sedatives in their pie.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can only hope that, you know, the truth, as they say, will set us free.
Amen.
And the truth does take a long time, and the wheels of justice do move slow.
Right.
But this is probably one of the biggest scandals that we're about to uncover in presidential history, specifically related to the FISA abuse.
Exactly. We've got to leave it there until next week. Megan Barth, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, the Media Equality Project, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Bob Bill.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your